Radio Bulgaria presents Intense Literature, an introduction into modern Bulgarian literature. Welcome to episode 2 of the series Hristo Botev, Poet of Genius, in 26 poems all in all. Once a prosperous medieval monarchy, Bulgaria was conquered by the Ottoman Turks in the 14th century. It fell into the scope of a powerful Muslim empire and was torn away from Europe and its values for longer than 500 years. However, the Bulgarian nation survived mostly owing to hard work, folklore, its language and Orthodox Christianity that glowed on in a few mountain monasteries. So in the mid-18th century, the time came for the land's national revival. This was a movement powered by the emerging bourgeois class of well-to-do merchants and involved struggles for the creation of Bulgarian schools, for the emancipation of the Bulgarian Orthodox Church, and ultimately for the restoration of Bulgarian statehood. The process of national revival ended with the 1877-1878 Russo-Turkish War of Liberation. It has been viewed as one of the greatest eras for Bulgaria that produced some of its foremost leaders. It won't be an exaggeration to say that it was a time of miracles. The brightest of those was the appearance of Hristo Botev, known in history as Hristo Botev. Symbolically, he was born on Christmas 1848, and his name is the Bulgarian phonetic version of Christ or Messiah. Where did his genius come from? Part of the story is about genes. Hristo was the son of a renowned teacher, Botyo Petkov. Furthermore, his intense poetry took generous handfuls from the beautiful Bulgarian folklore. But unlike his fellow poets, Hristo Botev transformed the beauty of folklore into an unmistakable amalgam of bold ideas and emotions, amazingly, without any viable background, and of any great predecessors or rivals on a rather amateur literary scene, and with 26 poems published all in all. Hristo Botev is Bulgaria's greatest poet of all time. How sad! The first great modern poetic talent of Bulgaria is her greatest one. But even more amazingly, Hristo Botev never thought poetry was priority. It was just one of the frills in his career of a rebel fighting for the liberation of his enslaved fatherland. His family wanted to give him sound education and send him to Russia, but the young rebel was expelled from school. Botev then went into permanent exile in Romania, where he teamed up with the rebellious part of the Bulgarian community there, who organized a powerful revolutionary committee. Hristo Botev lived in utter poverty, got married, allegedly for money, was sent briefly to jail for theft that he committed for the cause of liberation, etc. On the surface, he was a rascal, a failure. However, that man emanated an incredible charisma and brilliance. He published a few newspapers for which he wrote wonderful samples of journalism, and his poetry was absolutely stunning. Here is one of his works, My Prayer, that you're going to listen to in the translation of Peter Tempest. In this poem, a man of genius reveals his private God.
God of mine, O rightful God, no, not thou which art in heaven, thou who art within me, God, in my heart and in my being, not thou to whom the orthodox candle-burning rubble flocks, not thou to whom the monks and priests make obeisance at feasts, no, not thou who once did fashion man and woman out of clay, and thereafter did abandon man on earth in slavery. Not thou who anoints the Tsar, the Patriarch, and Cossack priest, but will not smash a prison bar to set my rugged brother free. No, not thou who teaches slaves to suffer hell on earth and pray, who feeds them, even to their graves, with fairy tales of Judgment Day. Not thou, God of lying tongues and of shameless tyranny, not thou, idol of the dance and hater of humanity, but thou, God of majestic reason, staunch defender of the slaves, who soon shall witness every nation greet with joy your holidays. O God, in everyone inspire an urgent love of liberty, to give the utmost to the fight against the people's enemies. Strengthen too my resolution, that beside the rebel slave fighting for the revolution, I may also find my grave. Do not leave a rebel heart to grow cold in foreign land. Do not let my voice depart softly as in desert sand. 1873.
Christobotov knew for certain that his prayer would be answered. He was in a hurry to die, and some analysts have said he was suicidal. His golden chance to die a martyr death for his fatherland came in 1876, when he was 28. In the Bulgarian lands, the April uprising against the Turks had failed, followed by widespread atrocities. The rebellious Bulgarian émigré community in Romania was keen to back the uprising, somewhat belatedly though. So Christobotov summoned a detachment of about 200 rebels and prepared to cross the river Danube to join fighting in Bulgaria. To make things absolutely spectacular, he hijacked an Austrian steamship Rudetsky. The captain was impressed with Botov's civility, energy and temperament, and agreed to transport the detachment to Kozloduy. Upon arriving to Bulgaria, the rebels kneeled and kissed the earth, saying goodbye to the captain and the passengers. What followed was a downright disaster. There was no one to support in Bulgaria, where the uprising had been crushed with unheard-of cruelty. The Botov detachment engaged in fighting with Turkish troops, but everything seemed pointless. Many insurgents died in combat. On the 2nd of June, a bullet took the life of Christobotov, and the detachment dispersed. How did Botov die? In the official version, he was killed by a Turkish bullet straight into the heart. However, some historians and writers venture into bolder hypotheses. Some claim that the rebels themselves conspired against him and shot him once they became aware that their effort was useless. Others say that it could be that Khristobotev killed himself in an act of total despair. The tragedy was so great that many European media wrote extensively about it. A fine poet and a great Bulgarian patriot, and many of his fellows, had not died in vain. Following the April uprising drama and Botev's exploit, the public opinion across the continent became aware of the plight of a proud Christian nation in the Balkans. In April 1877, the Russian Emperor Alexander II declared war on the Ottoman Empire. The war ended in 1878 and resulted in the restoration of Bulgarian statehood. Khristobotev's dream came true posthumously. Well, unfortunately, he had died too young to see the liberation and maybe to give us other pearls of poetry. Bulgaria's first modern poet is so far her greatest. The great trendsetter in modern poetry launched one of its darkest trends that went unwaveringly on until the mid-20th century, not unlike their unsurpassed predecessor. Quite a few of Bulgaria's finest poets died violent deaths at a young age. Some committed suicide, others died for their political views. In great Bulgarian poetry, death is young. I'm going to tell you more about this chilling trend in other installments of this series.